Omar. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Mwetwa clarifies Imingalato remarks. Now calls for higher minimum wage for underground mine workers. U.S. offered Ukraine 15-year security guarantee, Zelensky says.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilalam. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has clarified that his recent remarks referring to what he termed Imingalato were not intended to undermine the credibility of next year's general election, but were instead directed at what he describes as political maneuvers by the opposition. Mr. Mwetwa has since urged the government to judge the performance of the UPND administration through the ballot in 2026, saying the government remains committed to safeguarding the integrity and credibility of the electoral process. Speaking during a year-end press briefing, Mr. Mwetwa says the ruling party is ready to engage the opposition on equal terms and is aware of ongoing discussions around what has been referred to as Plan B. He has called on citizens to reflect on the government's achievements over the past year, including progress in debt restructuring, the implementation of free education, and efforts to clear long-standing terminal benefits owed to retirees. Mr. Mwetwa has further highlighted the reinstatement of new allowances for students at public universities, measures to reopen stored mines and rehabilitate supporting infrastructure. He has also referred to improved agriculture export and the completion of several public projects at lower than expected costs as part of Zambia's broader economic recovery efforts.
For those who mean well and who know that when the right things are being done, and we need to offer solidarity and candid support to a leader who is changing the fortunes of our country, the debate is over about what will happen in August 2026. It's over. It's just a question of time. And that's why we must pray to God to keep HH alive for country, and that all those who are planning evil against will not succeed. And as government, we are watching them every single day, their maneuvers. We are aware that today they have put monies together.
The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACCOD, has expressed concern that Zambia is heading into another general election without addressing the contentious provisions of the Public Order Act, citing a lack of political will to implement reforms. SACCOD Executive Director Thamiunda has told Millennium Radio that it is worrying that despite repeated calls from civil society, political stakeholders and cooperating partners, the law remains unchanged ahead of the 2026 general election. Mr. Muyunda says the continued application of the Public Order Act in its current form poses a risk to democratic freedoms, particularly the right to assembly and association, which are critical during an election period. He notes that successful governments have acknowledged the need to reform the law, but have failed to take concrete steps, a situation he says undermines public confidence in the commitment to democratic governance.
Everything has already been done. It is just a matter of taking for it to be debated in Parliament, in first reading, second reading, and third reading, which can happen within the shortest possible time, like it happened with the Senate. Because if that happens, it will help create some confidence in the where the election security is going to be provided, and because it will be under the new piece of registration. But just for the sake of warning, having seriously delayed in acting that piece of registration is another cause of concern, because now taking to Parliament, it will call for a lot of political engagements where different political stakeholders will start questioning to say, why is it that they are not just bringing it to Parliament?
The National Union of Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, President Sosa Munjuka has called on the government to enhance the minimum wage for workers employed in underground mines. In an interview, Mr. Samunjuka says it is unfair for underground mine workers to earn the same minimum wage as administrative staff, despite being exposed to more hazardous and demanding working conditions. He has urged government through the Ministry of Labour to renew and increase the minimum wage for miners, noting that underground workers face serious health and safety risks. Mr. Samunjuka adds that there is an urgent need to improve working conditions in the mining sector in order to safeguard workers' well-being and productivity.
That needs to be attended to. When it expires, we need to renew that agreement. So they have no choice. They're always straightforward. 3 months before the expiry, we need to start discussing. And that's where now we come in to actually prove to this management that our people deserve to be given something. All we are saying is that our members must actually know that their interest is in our heart, and that's what we are waiting for.
Economist Aaron Sikombe has attributed the slowdown in retail trade growth to reduced disposable income among citizens. According to the Zambia Statistics Agency, while sectors such as construction and fisheries contributed positively to economic growth, the wholesale and retail trade sector recorded a negative growth of 2.1%, which adversely affected gross domestic product growth in the third quarter of 2025. Mr. Skombe explains that although the retail sector has a strong potential to grow, it has been constrained by a lack of disposable income among most citizens due to the prevailing economic conditions. He notes that many households are prioritizing basic needs, leaving little room for spending in the retail sector. Mr. Skombe has since urged the government to introduce incentives aimed at supporting and revitalizing the retail sector to ensure sustained growth.
Well, I think I think the government needs to provide incentives to the retail sector to spur growth, because what that also indicates is that people are holding their money and they're not spending their money in the retail sector. So there should be incentives. Is it giving people a bit more tax breaks so that they have more disposable income so that they can spend more on the retail sector? Because that shows that the retail sector, they imported goods to sell, but they didn't just have the people to buy them. So it's also indicative of the space that we're in, that people's incomes are not stretching enough.
And now, business news. Business news.
Economist Trevor Ambai has called on the government to ensure that findings from the recently conducted economic establishment census are effectively used to improve the business environment as the country heads into next year. Mr. Ambai says the true value of the census will depend on how its data informs policy reforms and supports private sector growth, especially at a time when businesses continue to face challenges related to regulation, access to finance, and high operating costs. Speaking in an interview, Ms. Ambai explains that the census provides a comprehensive picture of the structure, distribution, and performance of businesses across various sectors, making it a critical tool for evidence-based policy making. It has further stressed the need for timely analysis and transparent dissemination of the findings so that both the government and the private sector can use the data to strengthen economic planning and investment decisions.
Seeing SMEs in the access to the markets, and of course the structure or the type of businesses that we do have, because this then also designed the financing that we're supposed to be looking at. What you do find is that a lot of businesses are actually youth-owned and they are startups, and we need to have startup regulation that supports our enterprises when they're starting to be able to do business.